Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. A radio.com sports station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of The Score. We are, of course, broadcasting through the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And we thank them sincerely for bringing us to you. I want to thank Connor O'Donnell. He is our video maven, the man that gets us on Twitch every morning, and appreciate him getting up with us. And want to thank everyone connected to the program. Everyone calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Wednesday.
Yes, we certainly appreciate that. And we want to thank our executive producer. His name is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
It's a collaborative effort in this whole building. I know we use that word a lot.
We do use that word a lot, but we do all collaborate. I want to thank Ray Diaz for all of the sound work and all of his hard work. And thanks, Ray.
I'm sensitive.
He's sensitive. He's Mr. Sensitive. And also, we appreciate everyone else that helped out. I believe Jordan Malley was with us today. Thank you, Jordan, for getting up with us.
Thanks, Jordan.
I would say again, everything's on the table with all the quarterbacks.
And now is the time on Sprockets where we dance. I believe we have Dan Bernstein and Layla Rahimi. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hi,
hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
How be it, thous?
Good. This I just got have to get to the bottom of something today because I had a confluence of sort of what appears to be a complete straw man story that's going on regarding this supposed baseball purist outrage over the more relaxed spring training rules. Paul Sullivan wrote about it. I grabbed my Tribune, and yes, I still get a paper Tribune delivered to my doorstep, literally. And Paul Sullivan's writing about, oh, this is upsetting the baseball purists. And I listened, and Bruce Levine was saying, who? Find me these baseball purists who are upset. Are they going to? Is there some fan at the game grumbling? I paid $30 and I had to watch Blake Rutherford, and now the inning is over. Like this is who's mad about this? It's practice.
I don't know.
We talk about practice.
I believe Tony La Russa has a loss and two draws thus far. He's probably mad.
Right. Seriously, but it's the ultimate. I don't know this made up baseball purist I'm picturing in the back. If you're mad, say you're mad. Own it. If you are that baseball purist, say I don't like this. It's not competitive. I paid $30. Say it. But there's this assumption that some people are mad. Nobody's mad. They couldn't be happier. They're cavorting on the grass with their toddlers. They're having a foot long hot dog and a cold craft beer. You know, who's mad?
I think, too, the difference between a two-hour experience and a three-hour experience, I guess I'm willing, if there are those people out there, then I understand that. I would not be one of those people, but I don't have a big problem with it. Bruce made a good argument. I don't mind.
Who's got 3 hours for anything? I mean, 2 hours is plenty.
I'm sorry. What are you filling your time with? You don't have you just have so many things lined up during the day. You can't watch some baseball for 3 hours. Come on, who are you lying to?
Who? What is this 3 hour talk? If these games actually were a whole nine, they'd be nearly four.
That's
yeah,
right.
It's true.
What is with this 3 hours idea?
Yeah, it's true. They're long enough without it. Look, I'm enjoying watching baseball, and I think that there's two reasons. One is that I do have time that I've got a lot of things I want to get done in the day, but I also feel like, oh, I can watch baseball and pretend like it's work. And then the other thing would be I don't know that every game's going to be broadcast. It seems like there's different rules, whether you're home or away, and some teams have, you know, some web camera on it if you go through Major League Baseball, and some don't. They don't care about their teams. I just – so when there's opportunity, I want to see it. That's all.
Yeah, but I don't care if an inning ends early is what I'm saying. And I don't care if it ends in a tie. It's practice.
Oh, it's amusing, though. It's amusing when the team loads the bases and all of a sudden, okay, that's over. What? Like, hold on a second. Or a guy walks. Okay, now the bases are loaded. We're going to quit. It's just amusing. And I thought I saw Tony La Russa come out and kind of cut one of the innings short after the Sox had loaded the bases. Now, maybe I'm exaggerating that, but in my mind, that's what happened. No, we're not giving up a run here. You didn't earlier.
Imagine if you could do that once a week during the regular season. You could just, like, opt out of any inning that you think is bad enough to.
Great idea.
You know, it's like automatic challenges in jury selection.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
It's a voir dire, and you could just say, yeah. Nope, that one's out. We're
no
we're
good
done.
For me. Yep. I don't care. Definitely. I think that would be something that, as we consider all these new rules of the DH and all those things, and put the runner on second, you can opt out of one inning per week.
Oh my goodness. Now I'm wondering which inning I would opt out of. Like, what pitcher would be offended if they were the one you kept opting out with? Like, Juan Manaea comes to mind, Mully.
The Juan Manaea rule.
But, I mean, wouldn't you then have to create the draw? Because you could just, like, you know, run out. We're stopping the game now. And the game is not concluded because you're about to lose.
Isn't this kind of a mercy rule in a way?
Yeah, totally.
Well, mercy rule, perhaps, or in spring training, it's kind of like you're saving yourself from boredom to some degree. Mercy.
You know what came to mind was last year when the summer camp games happened and the Cubs and the Sox had the on-deck series and Yu Darvish struggled in that first inning. That's what came to my mind.
Yeah. It was funny.
And then he ended up being the runner-up for the Cy Young, and then everybody's okay with the trade for San Diego. So
because he opted out. See, he opted out of that inning.
That's what happened. You know, everybody's like, no, I can't get the Cy Young because, you know, there was that first inning in spring training. And, you know, it's okay that the trade in return from San Diego was what it was. That's what I'm to understand there.
Okay.
And when you go to a game, even if it's a regular season game, like a real game, it's hard to concentrate on everything that's going on. Unless you've got a press pass and you're in the press box, you've got a scorecard in front of you, or you're the actual broadcaster, you know, it's so easy to get distracted with everything else that's going on. And then you go stand in line, you go to the bathroom, you come back, what happened? And it's just this whole idea, most people don't even notice if an inning's over, especially a spring training game. Even if you're pumped up to be there, I'm dead serious. Like, how many people you're mingling on the concourses? You're literally just lying on the grass, happy to be outside on that berm, or you're helping your kid who just spilled a glob of mustard on her shirt. And next thing you look up, you don't know the score of a spring training game. Number 96 is out there pitching to number 82. I mean, it's preposterous. And they're like, I paid. Then don't pay it. Then don't. You know, sit at home. Spend the money elsewhere.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Dan. Because if you're worried about this idea that people aren't getting their money's worth, then the whole concept of the B game in spring training never would exist. Because then you would feel like compelled or responsible to give people their money's worth, and you would want to play your regulars to say, okay, well. You don't want Junior to come to Sloan Park and not see Anthony Rizzo play today. You can't worry about that stuff. I mean, you would like to in a perfect world, yeah. But give them signed baseballs like Bruce suggested. Give them memorabilia, whatever. But I don't know that you have to just play every inning, get a winner.
NBA games you would attend that actually count, and there were games where you wouldn't see a single star play. Now we're like, well, this spring training game that they have a big number of, got to get something when you go and pay for the service of watching the game. No, I mean,
we took a group of listeners to a Bulls game one time against Cleveland, and LeBron didn't play. It was just kind of like, oh, sorry. You know, we thought this might work out.
And that's a real, actual game that counts.
How about you spend $700 for a Broadway ticket, and you get there, and it's like the role usually played by Bette Midler will instead be played by Christine Lottie. And you're like, oh, okay. And, you know, it's like, that happens.
This is such a you problem.
Sometimes
that's a Broadway play.
Sometimes
that
you get
sounds really specific, Dan.
No, yeah,
that
exactly.
I don't know. I made that up off the top of my head.
Why is Lottie a backup in that role?
Sometimes
yeah, exactly.
You get
what is she doing?
Sometimes
she
you get the understudy. Things. Sometimes you get the understudy. It happens.
And sometimes the understudy's better than the actual star.
That's definitely true.
But like, suppose you had gotten tickets on Broadway and you flew there and you went in and playing the role of Bruce Springsteen will be Bob Manure.
He'll be the guy from Any of the Cruisers.
I gotta tell you, as far as life plot devices go, I think that's a good one.
Yeah.
Like, where suddenly somebody's been replaced and then you hear a voice out of nowhere and it's like, the role of Dan Bernstein will now be played by Mark.
Did you say life plot devices?
Yeah, life plot devices.
Okay.
One of them is What About Danks that was successfully used online for me after I got laid off, and that made me giggle. Another one is where you randomly replace people. Another one is the WWE heel turn, where you just become the villain after people think you're great.
You need to market these plot devices.
They're already marketed. Like, other people are already doing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, like, that's I had cool. one the other day where in my mind, I'm like, what if Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy just come out of, like, the tunnel WWE style, and they're like, nothing's changing. This press conference is over, where it's just, like, villain style.
That would be cool.
Didn't that happen?
Kind of, but they were nice and professional or whatever. But, like, these are, like, the things that I think you should just, like, change it up every now and then. Life plot device.
Just to entertain yourself.
Like everything. Yeah. If there's, you know, like have your own glitches in the matrix, so to speak.
Well, I'm tired of playing the villain. Let's just get that out there.
Well, Molly, you are a man of many facets, so we can celebrate all of them.
I am the villain of my own story as opposed to the hero. It's pretty ugly.
Well, we have found the texter who's weighing in. It says, I, along with six other of my buddies, are pretty angry. We annually go to spring training for a week to specifically watch baseball games, as do many others. If you don't have 3 hours for a game, then leave. If you want to cut games down to seven innings, I'm down with that. But six times yesterday, innings got rolled. That's BS. Oh, stop it. Anybody who has to claim, I had seven of my friends.
That's awesome. I mean, there's nothing like going to spring training. Imagine going with seven of your friends. Imagine having seven friends.
Right. Who has seven friends?
The role of Molly's friends will now be played by a random group.
And Christine Lottie.
See, it works
Lottie,
every
underrated.
Time.
Yeah.
But what about Dan?
Actress.
Done.
And scene.
And you know what? Dan, the best way to prevent mustard from being a stain on your shirt is to do what I do and wear a lot of yellow.
Yeah, you do. See, you can pull it off because of your skin tone. That is one color I cannot wear. My wife will not let me wear like salmon color or mustard color, which, by the way, go great together.
Hold on. But your wife won't let you wear yellow?
Not like bright yellow is okay, but like what Layla's got on now or like the stuff
Charles Barkley looks
really good in.
You would wear bright yellow if you were allowed to?
If it's free. I don't care. If somebody wants to hand me one of those, you know, Chicago Marathon shirts. Everybody at the gym used to think I was like this avid marathon runner because everything I wore is like all of this free marathon stuff we get.
Somebody please get Dan a yellow shirt.
That's right. Look, get him that Charlie Brown one. Get the black kind of squiggly line
with
on
a
it.
Big stripe on it, sure.
All right, so while we were talking, I went on Mariners at Cubs. Today is Wednesday, March 3rd, right? It starts at 1:05 Mountain local time. $27 will get me in the door. All right, for $27, and they give me seven good innings, they give me five good innings, I'm happy for $27 to watch five good innings in batting practice.
That's $27 to get in. That's five hats at $25 each for your friends. That's only half of your friend. You got seven friends. Hold on a second.
Yeah, who's buying There's all the beer for all your friends?
Yeah. What, they all want a hot dog. That's another $2.25 per six. I'm telling you, it's going to add up when you go with your family or friends.
And we always had a rule when I would take my kids to games when they were very, very, very little. It's not a game until there's mustard on your pants. Like that was the sign of legitimacy where they knew that I wouldn't get mad and I wouldn't freak out because I would just the first time it happened I said, "You know what? That always happened to me. You're trying to juggle things around in your hands. You don't have a lot of space." I said, "That makes it an official game when the mustard is on your pants."
I'm really glad that I'm not the only one who gets a lot of mustard stains on clothing. That's been happening to me since like I was 11 and I feel like I'm amongst friends right now.
Well, Dan wears yellow pants, so
I'm saying it just goes right in. Just blends right in with the yellow pants.
Yeah. Think safe, people. Think safe.
Wow. There's a reason that the Napoleon's army wore the brown pants. That was recommended by the same man, Dr. Lisfranc, who invented the Lisfranc surgery, which was chopping off the foot when a guy fell out of his stirrup, right? Broke his foot. Falling off a horse. Oh, we'll just chop it off right here.
Yep, he found the place where you could do that safely and fairly easily, apparently.
It was a very
common fracture because they would get caught.
And I swear to God, he did recommend the brown pants. That's why they wore brown pants, because people would be very afraid when things happened.
Well, especially when the Russian army keeps retreating into the winter and trapping you in the cold for which you are not prepared or supplied.
Genius.
What have you today? We are curious.
We are going to talk a little Bears to start. Kendall Gill is going to join us. He is the perfect, he's the Goldilocks just right guest today for Bulls and Illini. And then Mike Florio at 10, midway at 10:40. We'll get Hub Arkish's impressions of yesterday. He was one of the reporters asking questions and a whole lot of other fun stuff.
All right, guys. Have a great show.
Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.